Now she that is a widow indeed, a real widow, and desolate, that is in need, trusteth in God, and continueth in supplications and prayers night and day. Now here's a widow, it's a real widow, she's a godly woman, she prays. She not only prays for the church and the pastor, she prays for herself, for her need. She has the right to do it. And I want to say that God likes for you to help him answer prayers. God says this is the place. When you find a widow like that, then you help her. This is the thing he's saying. And I think this is quite lovely. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. But if you get over there and find out that she's having a cocktail party, I would say that that's not the widow to help. And I don't care how prominent her son might be in the church, or how prominent her sister might be in the church, or brother. She's not to be helped, you see. She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. She's not to be helped. And these things command that they may be blameless. In other words, Paul is saying, Timothy, you make this very clear to the church, that the church might act in an honorable way in this connection. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. And friends, I don't know how I can make that any stronger than it's made right here, that the widow is to be taken care of by her own flesh and blood. And if they deny that and don't do that, I don't care what kind of a testimony that the man gives in the Christian businessmen's meeting, and I don't care what kind of a testimony that this woman gives at the missionary society, I don't care what testimony that they give in the church, they're not taking care of their own. They've got no testimony. They're worse than an infidel. And I didn't say that. Now, I used some language some time ago, and somebody thought I was very harsh about this matter of helping folk. But I want to say to you, Scripture's pretty clear on this. You can miss some things on doctrine, but you sure can't miss this. Now he says, let not a widow be taken into the number under 60 years old. Now, I believe in the number to be helped, having been the wife of one man. Why? If she's under that, she can work. And she is to do that. And she's to be well reported of for good works. If she hath brought up children, now it's well to check back in her life. If she hath lodged strangers, if she hath washed the saints' feet, if she hath to relieve the afflicted, if she hath diligently followed every good work. Now see what kind of a person that she's been in the past. Now she's in need. Well, you're to help her. And I wish today that the church, all churches, could get back to these very basic and simple principles and get away from this sentimental, emotional pull, especially around Christmas time or Easter time. And I'm going to speak very frankly, when some bum comes along and he knows that the church and some church people, for Jesus' sake, they're going to just shell out the money to him. And it doesn't do any good while in that church. There may be a very wonderful widow that is in need, and she may be lonely, and she hasn't had a visit in a long time. Her children are gone. Maybe they've moved away or dead, and she's in need, and the church ignores that sort of thing. May I say to you, friends, this is the thing that marks out, and if a church did that, may I say to you that that kind of a testimony today would get before the world.